Let all those whom the Lord has redeemed proclaim that he redeemed them from the hand of the foe. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. He put their feet on a straight path to go to a city where they may dwell. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and the wonders he does for his children. Today is Sunday, March 3rd, in the season of Lent. This is the Midday Office. Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. Let those who love your salvation continually say, "Great is the Lord." Though I am poor and afflicted, the Lord will have regard for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. Do not tarry, O my God. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my stronghold, my crag and my haven. My God, my rock in whom I put my trust. My shield, the horn of my salvation and my refuge. You are worthy of praise. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who leads us in our faith and brings it to perfection. For the sake of the joy which lay ahead of him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame of it, and has taken his seat at the right hand of God's throne. Think of the way he persevered against such opposition from sinners, and then you will not lose heart and come to grief. In the fight against sin, you have not yet had to keep fighting to the point of bloodshed. Hebrews 12. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. The Midday Psalm. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." All are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is no one who does any good. God looks down from heaven upon all of us to see if there is any who is wise, if there is any one who seeks after God. Everyone has proved faithless, and all alike have turned bad. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, those evildoers, who eat up my people like bread and do not call upon God? See how greatly they tremble. Such trembling as never was. For God has scattered the bones of the enemy. They are to be put to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 53. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant that I, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear my cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.